You're listening to KNKX. One of the most powerful activist groups in Tacoma has a new name. The anti-fossil fuel movement, once named Redline Tacoma, is now called Redefine Tacoma. 88.5's Will James reports it's an attempt to heal a divide within Tacoma's progressive movement.
No one denies that Redline Tacoma was effective. The group packed local government meetings. Their protests helped kill plans for a methanol refinery in the city. But the group's name split Tacoma's young and growing progressive movement in two. Nate Bowling is a teacher in Tacoma. To him, Redline was a painful reminder of redlining, the practice of concentrating people of color in certain neighborhoods.
I'm an African American who's from the city of Tacoma. I was born and raised here. My mother lives at my grandmother's house. That's on 19th Street in Tacoma. And when my family came here, we basically were steered toward that neighborhood.
He wasn't alone. Arguments over the name broke out on Facebook. A competing environmental group emerged, led by people of color, including Bowling. Redline leaders say their name was meant to convey a hard line against the expansion of fossil fuels, but they say they heard the criticisms. Claudia Riedner is an organizer of the group now called Redefine Tacoma.
Our mission is to redefine our area away from a legacy of over 100 years of heavy pollution and Superfund sites.
Leaders of the group are now focused on fighting plans for a liquefied natural gas plant. But teacher Nate Bowling says Redefine Tacoma still has work to do after alienating potential allies.
I think it's a good gesture that Redline is changing their name, but I think it's even more important that they take a moment and examine their culture, because things shouldn't have gotten this far.
Asked if Redefine Tacoma would make any efforts to reach out to one-time critics, Riedner says the group would keep advertising their protests and events, and anyone is welcome to show up. Will James, 88.5 News.